This is Robin Maynard, and I'm reporting for No One Is Legal Radio, and we're speaking with Jackie Pollock from the MAP Foundation. Jackie, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us about some of the work that the MAP Foundation is doing in Thailand.
Certainly. Thank you. So MAP Foundation is a local Thai NGO. It was founded in 1996, so I was one of the founders, along with some Burmese friends and Thai friends. And we founded it in response to the situation of migrant workers at that time. In 1996, all migrant workers from Burma in Thailand were illegal.
Okay, the theme of our show this month actually is on migration, sex work, and trafficking. Could you explain the situation that non-status Burmese workers are facing as sex workers in Thailand right now?
Numbers, and kind of the work situations. There are estimated to be about 3 million migrants, mostly from Burma, but also from Cambodia and Laos. And they've all entered Thailand illegally with no papers, no documents. And then Thailand sets up some forms of registration so that they can get a sort of semi-legal status. So about half the workers currently have that semi-legal status. Most of the workers are working in construction sites, garment factories, as domestic workers, in agricultural sites, and then as entertainment workers. So there's workers are working in many, many different occupations. Sex workers similarly are not protected by the labor laws, but are less isolated. And I think for all the workers, they are trying to face those challenges by coming together to challenge the exploitation.
When you have sex work in Thailand, which is something that's already criminalized, and then you have people who have no status also doing this work, they're kind of doubly marginalized in this way. So I guess I was going to ask you, if you see the work conditions of like non-status sex workers as affected specifically by their status?
And for all workers, not having a status, not having a legal status, makes them more vulnerable to coercion and corruption by the police, by immigration, by the border police. So any worker who doesn't have the correct documents can be stopped by the police. They may be arrested and deported, or the police may extort money from them instead of arresting and deporting. The lack of legal status exposes all migrants to greater exploitation and greater vulnerability.
Okay, and I also wanted to ask you, how does the discourse of trafficking affect people who are doing sex work as non-status? Like, what is the kind of anti-trafficking legislation that we see being enacted internationally? How does this affect Burmese migrant workers who are doing sex work in Thailand?
There's been a lot of focus in Thailand on trafficking and anti-trafficking, but the exploitation of all workers continues. So as I said, domestic workers are working in situations where they're confined to houses, where they can't exercise their labor rights. And sex workers similarly have difficulty exercising any labor rights. The anti-trafficking responses have not really responded to the needs of the migrant workers, because the migrant workers need to be able to unionize, they need to be protected by the labor laws, and they need to be able to participate in policy-making decisions. But at the moment, the anti-trafficking legislation and the anti-trafficking responses is more about law enforcement against the traffickers, and then for the people who have been victims of trafficking, they're just taken out of that situation, but they're not provided with any legal status in Thailand, so they have to stay in a government shelter until they're deported. So it's not really a solution for people.
So in terms of the people that you're working with, would you say How do you say that people look at how anti-trafficking laws affect their own agency in terms of the laborers that you're talking about?
For the majority of workers, it's not really the anti-trafficking that affects them. What affects them most is the lack of enforcement of labor laws. So, for example, for our organization, MAP Foundation, we have about 1,500 and 2,000 workers taking forward labor complaints every year. And those labor complaints are that they've been paid under the minimum wage, that they've been forced to work on days off, that they haven't got proper living conditions. But on trafficking cases, we get maybe one or two trafficking cases each year. What we aim to do is to try and stop this tolerance of exploitation at all levels. Because at the moment, all migrant workers are being exploited. They're being exploited because the labor laws are not being enforced.
Okay, yeah, I noticed actually on your website right under the name the MAP Foundation, it says no human being is illegal, and it also says no migrant worker is illegal. Is that what you see as what it means to have justice for non-status Burmese migrants, including those doing sex work? And how do you include this into the goals of your project?
Which say that if you're a worker, you're a worker. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. It doesn't matter what legal status you have. You are a worker. The immigration laws are completely separate. And we would hope that that would be something that could be transformed into reality for workers, but not only just for workers, but for people